What's happening? This is 9/11 and you are tuned in to AVG Podcast. Man, y'all know how we do it. Let's get to it. So when I say special guest today, man, I got my you call him big brother, you call him big cousin, but I got my big dog Snack here with me, man. My Niner gang representative, man. What's happening with your cousin?
What's up, cuz? What's up, cuz?
Look, man, you know Niner's been our rival since forever. Them boys been banging like Bloods and Crips since the beginning of the time. So, but you the one person that made me have a little you, and you already know Dion, how y'all barred him that year, and then he did what he had to do with y'all. So, had a little love for y'all with Dion with that year. But other than that, you the only reason I can come over here and talk about these Niners, man. How you feel, though, right now, man? It's Super Bowl week. How you feel?
I feel good about my Niners, man. I think we're a complete team, you know. Yeah. I ain't gonna say anything. From the eye test, we're a complete team.
I got you. You
know, we got a defense, and we got an offense, great special teams, nice team. So I really can't complain about, you know, the phases of football when it comes to the Niners.
All three phases. Y'all got now, yeah. Before we get jump started and just talking about what it's going to take, tell people how long you've been rocking with the Niners. Because people be thinking, like, when I say this should go back, like me and you, way back in the day, beefing with the Cowboys and the Niners. Tell them how long you've been rocking with them, man.
Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig.
History.
History. Yeah, it's been a while. Steve Young. I never left my Niners.
Never left them.
Good in the bad, I stayed a Niners fan.
Ain't it, man? We both just stayed loyal to the soil, man. And then people don't know, man, just so y'all know, man, we from Louisiana, but my kinfolk, he's a West Coast cat, so he came down here ripping his Lakers, ripping his Nike. We're going to talk about your Lakers a little bit, too. How you feel about them right now?
Man, right now, you know, I don't know if we just a playoff team only, but we got to make sure we in the playoffs to get in there.
Facts.
Our regular season teams ain't looking good right now. I mean, we got a nice group.
Yeah.
But when they want to play like a nice group, you know.
So you believe in what's in house? You believe in what's in house right now? Like, we're that team right there, that team. Like you say, y'all make it to the playoffs, but what y'all got right now, you think they can make some noise?
If we make it to the playoffs with the team we got right now, we can make some noise.
Yeah.
We can make some noise. I mean, we got everything. We got Anthony Davis. Yeah, we got some small forwards, Hachimura, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got Cam Reddish and you know, we got some guards. We got Christie. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we got a complete team. It's just about them having that chemistry together.
Gotcha.
They're playing like a team. They're not playing a hit right now.
Yeah, facts. Back to your Niners though, man. So this year here, y'all basically, man, everybody who play y'all, to me, it's been bully ball. And I know y'all kind of took a few lumps on who y'all had out, Debo and was it McCaffrey at the same time? And, you know, y'all took a few lumps there. But y'all seem like you say you cannot complain about no phases of the game. But this season, were you confident early on in the season with Purdy being that he was the last pick, thinking that he could get y'all there? Or was you still kind of skeptical going into this year?
Well, if you want to use the word skeptical, I had to go with that. I wasn't sold on Purdy. I didn't have nothing against him, but I wanted to see a full complete season, and I still wanted to see that from Trey Lance before they dished him off. And you know, y'all got Trey Lance now, so they still exchanging players from a long time ago.
From a long, ain't it? They just can't stay out each other's backyard.
But he's proven, you know what I mean. He got battle tested in the regular season. He came through that. We won our division. He got battle tested in the playoffs. You know, we was down both games we played. He came
both games.
So,
facts.
I mean, you know, I don't have nothing against the guy. He got us to the Super Bowl, so ain't no way I'm not going to rock with him.
Ain't it? I'm going to tell you what I seen early. I don't know when people was knocking him saying game, man. I know, like you say, being the last pick, when you get graded that low is for a reason. But I'm looking at some of the way he placing balls. I'm looking at, like, a lot of these quarterbacks, they hyping up. It's the ball placement. I was seeing Purdy do that. They wasn't even doing throwing guys open, feet not getting too happy in the pocket, putting balls right where they need to be. And then even if he had a bad game, having big moments. To me, that's what translating to the great quarterbacks. And I was kind of seeing it early on. But like you say, I didn't want to crown him. But I'm like, man, he got some. Like, he ain't just out there just game managing like people was trying to make this shit out to be.
I mean, call it what you want, game managing, not that. He's a very calm quarterback.
Very.
And he don't get rattled. And that's what I like about him. And yeah. He can stay calm and not get rattled no matter what goes on. And that's a violent sport.
Ain't
a lot of trash. So I can imagine the words he gets across his ears.
Mm-hmm.
He stays calm through the whole process.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I really like about him. In the midst of chaos, he can go a long way.
Boy, that's major right there. And speaking of that, and I know like Cowboys out of it, they gone home. But what was the biggest problem did you see with our team? Because I know you just a sports guy, period. So I know you gonna say whether you're a fan of a team or not, I know you can properly analyze them and say what you seen. Like, was Dak the problem? Was it missing pieces the problem? Because I'm at the point like we didn't gave him everything. So what did you see?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have that cornerback.
Damn sure wouldn't.
I don't too much care for y'all play calling for y'all offense.
So offense still a problem.
And at times, at the wrong moment, it'd be a dumb play call. You know, I don't see that he's not that audible guy to check out that play calling. I never seen him audible too much, like, you know, the Peyton Manning of the world and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think if y'all can get your offensive coordinator, somebody like that offensive coordinator that was with Washington, one against KC,
Bienemy. Eric Bienemy. Yeah.
I like his two-point.
Yeah.
Y'all can get a two-point offensive coordinator like that. You know, your defense is pretty solid. You know, they just got out the groove the second half of the season.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I got to replace our DC, but if y'all get an OC kind of like that tempo Bienemy came with, I think y'all be all right.
I feel that. I agree with that, man. I still think we're a little too small on defense, too. We need to beef up a little bit, but I think.
Got three of them out there.
Three nice ones out there.
Ooh, I'll go grab them. If you want to keep the one you got, grab them in.
Man.
Go get Barkley, go get Saquon.
Boy. That'll be killed. I love seeing Saquon and that star on his head, man. I ain't gonna lie. That'll be a nice one there. But look, we can't talk about your boys without talking about their opponent. They going up against Perfect Pat. What you see over there with them Chiefs, man?
I'm gonna tell you like I tell everybody. I don't have nothing. Nothing, I mean, absolutely, athletic, nothing to say about Patrick Mahomes. Just playing my nines.
This is
man, I would root for that kid.
Yeah.
If he can play, I can't take away from him. I mean, that's another guy I'm talking about that's calm. That's why I like Brady. Talking about somebody that's calm, and Patrick Mahomes is a calm, talented quarterback.
Talented. You know,
like that, all you need is a receiver to catch the ball and run the route. You know, block is the block.
Do your job. Do your job.
Take some time off. You don't have to throw.
That's it. They do. And what nobody talking about it.
On the cold, they see sneaky catch like. They play up to the standards they need to play for the game when they
finna
get ready to
play a home. They damn sure do. And I'm gonna tell you what else is a sneaky element about them that people just so used to Mahomes, that hey man, that boy Pacheco runs with bad intentions. He is not tiptoeing through that hole. When Pacheco come through that hole, he remind me of like Barber or Lynch or somebody. Rest in peace, Barber. But having a run game and like you say, a stout defense. Because I didn't really know until the playoffs that they was ranked really number 4. Nobody talked about that the whole year. when they was talking about the pass dropping and all that, when everybody was going crazy thinking the Chiefs, okay, they suspect this year, what you was thinking at that point?
Back from home.
Perfect pat.
And the, my slight chance, if they beat the Niners in the Super Bowl, You gonna say Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. Okay. So look, you say by slight chance. So you can't do number pool for your team. So I know where you're tipping your cap to. What will the 49ers need to do to pull away this victory? What kind of game plan would you have going in, knowing what type of team you facing, knowing you gotta hang some points on the board because Pat coming.
I like our play caller. I like, which is our head coach.
Nice. He's nice, too.
And with Debo being healthy, and you know, McCaffrey, you know, we got our tight end. We got them two receivers, Debo and, you got Zoop and, the other boy, Tennis, number 15. I really like number 15. You really clutch in moments that people don't understand, but
yeah,
we got a high power offense, no excuse.
Yeah,
I mean
everybody healthy.
But I mean, every time they touch the ball, I'm looking for these 7-3.
Walk away with points.
They can't get 7. Ain't no way we shouldn't walk away with 3 points. That's how highly I think of our offense. The play caller, man. That's why I say y'all need that play caller too.
Yeah.
That play caller that offense we got.
Yeah.
Can't miss. And with Purdy being that kind of quarterback, can't miss. And
yeah.
Then on defense, you know, I'm looking for Young and Bosa to mention their names a lot.
Look, right there. How the hell y'all pull off getting Chase Young in the middle of the year, man?
Hey. I ain't see that coming. I'm not even talk to Lynch, man. Hey, I mean, to pull that up in the middle of the season, I don't know. So you know, I don't know, man. He had to put all faces. He ain't no way in hell.
What?
You know, but a guy like that, you put him with Bosa and act like that ain't that's a cheat. That's cheat,
man.
We cheated on that,
man. And that's, I had never seen that before. Both ends. Thank you. And both fairly in their prime.
Huh?
And both fairly in their prime. Both of them are on the tail end and then young, but they still are got good football. And how y'all pulled that one off, I was like, nah, man.
Hey, that boy Young, I know he right now telling his agent, man, hey, you put me with the Niners?
The Niners? Man, that boy agent of the year.
Agent, I don't even know his name. You gotta go get that boy. Hey, how you pull that out?
For real? I tripped out.
Man, we got some good linebackers.
Yep.
You know,
Fred Warner.
Our quarterbacks, they good, but they suspect when you got good route runners.
Mm-hmm.
So, with our front four, I'm looking for them to help the you know, the secondary. And our linebacker, you know, we really can.
Athletic.
I like that Williams shut him down, but he can run with Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that's going to be a major part in this game, keeping Kelsey controlled, because I see now that the playoffs have started and Mahomes really got to, you know where butter his bread, make his real money, he leaning on Kelsey a lot. But the receivers will start catching their rock, too. I say that's crazy how that happened. It's just like the switch flip at the right time. And now, but Patrick Mahomes was going to wheel his way. Like you say, you can't say nothing about.
He got an old line on him.
They do. Yeah.
They don't touch that boy.
Mm-mm. Stay clean. Stay clean. So, do you think y'all can afford to be in a shootout? It can be a shootout. Y'all can run it up with
them? Yeah, you look at that number. We got some nice scoring this year.
Yeah.
You know, we got the players to high score, but I don't know if it's going to be a shootout. I look at it be a little tough nose, like an armor. That Baltimore game, we were 17-10.
Yep.
Yeah. at home, he can win the small ball and long ball. So
yeah, he didn't have to learn both.
I'm looking for that because, like I say, I respect KC got that defense. They held Baltimore.
Yeah. For real.
I mean, you know, so and with our defense, what I know, we can make you punt the ball.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it's high scoring, you know, 30s or above, that's a bad for me.
Yeah.
You know, with the defense, I think they can come. I think some mid 20s, and if we hold them to 13 to 17 points, I wouldn't be surprised. You know.
I can see that. I can see it because I think when it get down to the Super Bowl, you got that 2 week of preparation. You going through everything a team that ran the last 10 years. So sometimes we be expecting fireworks, but sometimes them defensive coordinators just show you, hey, man, this is what I get paid to do, break down offenses. So I'm like you. Huh?
I'll be honest, you know, because you know I'm a Ravens. You know,
yeah.
Somebody, I know
you're
honest, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't
want to
play from behind with
people. Nah, I don't think they want to do that. But I think.
But I don't want to play because Patrick Mahomes, he's a game manager too. Everybody talk about game managers like that's a bad thing.
Man.
If you can be a GM,
shoot,
you won the game.
Ain't it? Straight up. Facts.
If you gotta get in the shootout or what you gotta get in manage the game, Patrick Mahomes can do both.
Facts.
So I don't want to miss behind. They're not gonna 2-3 score. I think what 2-3 scores?
You don't wanna do that. Not no 2-3 score. Look, man. Look, before we wrap up, man, tell everybody where you chop at, man, where your shop located, man, and what you do, man.
Oh, man, I'm out here in Alexandria, Louisiana, 601 Bowden Avenue, on the corner of Bowden and Elliott, man. You know, so I've been cutting for about 20 years plus, you know, at the shop. I'm currently right now buying the whole building. Got a couple of payments left before I start everything.
Ain't it, man? That's what's
all
up.
That's fair is I can sell this shit.
Hey, the man. Straight up. Look, man, give me that final score before we leave. I know you're going with the Niners. You give me a final score. I'm going to give you a final score. We see who's closest, man. We're going to see it. That's how we're going to wrap up.
Our final score, I say, 27-17.
Ooh, he's 5-10. Spot of 10. I don't know. I think it's going to be close, but I think if it's 27 put up, I actually think it's going to be KC. I think it's going to be like 27-21 KC. That's what I'm going. 27-21. And I think they're going to come out the gates hard, and I think y'all going to march, and that's going to be, it's going to look closer than what it really is. That's how we go wrap it up. But, man, look, y'all know how we wrap it up, man. Always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9-11, EJ, the first cat we call Snack before all this hip shit came along. ABG Podcast, we out. What?